we continue on, as we were just talking about with Congressman Tim Walberg, this fentanyl crisis, it's killing us. The components are manufactured knowingly in China, shipped to Mexico, where they're put together into the compound that is then delivered over the border. Some of it looks like Skittles now, bright colors. People are getting killed. 77,000 attributed to fentanyl overdose last year. To me, it's an act of war, but, you know, I'm just some guy sitting here talking about it, looking at it and thinking it's a completely out-of-control situation. Ronda Vitello is the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol and retired acting ICE director. He's here with me. Ronald, good to have you.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
The word crisis gets thrown around a lot, but never by the Democrats in this case. This is a crisis when 77,000 Americans are killed, when 500, as many as 500 people a day are dying from fentanyl, and the numbers are going up. This is a crisis, is it not?
It's absolutely a crisis, and we all remember that, you know, in the winter of this year, this administration was afraid to say that word as it related to what was going on in the border. And when you have over 70,000 Americans dying from fentanyl poisoning, that is a crisis by any stretch. And they continue to ignore it. They continue to obfuscate what their relationship is with China. He's had phone calls with President Xi. They've talked about, you know, trade and foreign policy. Not one mention of what's going on with fentanyl, how those Chinese precursors make it into Mexico. And then these cartels have been emboldened and enriched by this president's policies of an open border. They're making money hand over fist. While our economy falters, they are becoming rich off of the profits of this very inexpensive to be made, easy to smuggle, and deadly poison that they're moving across the United States. And many of these young people don't understand how dangerous this could be. They go out on the dark web, they buy things that they think are recreational drugs like ecstasy or other things, and those pills are laced with fentanyl because it's ubiquitously available to the cartels, and it's a high profit margin, and the border is out of control. I was through the border earlier this week, a place I'm very familiar with. 10% of the workforce is on the line protecting us. The rest of them are in the station doing the care and comfort and custody mission for the thousands and thousands of people who came in the night before.
Yeah, and instead of beefing up our numbers there and doing the right thing, we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine because their border is important, apparently.
Yeah, well, we have the fortitude in this nation to do both, right? We have to push back on the oligarchy in Russia. We have to push back on the oligarchy of these cartels. And we can do both in this country. That border can be secured if people are committed to the right personnel, technology, and infrastructure operations, and a policy that is sane as it relates to controlling that border and having an immigration system that has integrity.
Ronald, I will politely disagree. I don't think we have any national interest in sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, the biggest money laundering, most corrupt nation among them anyhow in the world. But we'll let that one go for now because our border does matter. And we're doing nothing about it. The fact of the matter is the border, if you were given the resources, you can close that border in 48 hours. If the president federalized the National Guard and said close the border, and they were backed up by state police, county sheriffs, local police departments, plus agencies like ICE and U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, you could have that border shut down in 48 hours, couldn't you?
It's a matter of will. You're correct. We just have to have the right policies in place that this president had when he took over. 45-year lows in illegal activity across the southwest border. That's what he inherited. And now we're seeing the worst surge across that border in illegal immigration than has ever occurred in the history of that border. We're going to end the year at over 2.5 million encounters. And those are just encounters. Those were the people that came into CBP custody and were processed, many of them being released. That's the policy that matters. But what about the thousands and thousands of people who are in that pipeline who are never seen by law enforcement because they have a criminal record in the United States, because they're smuggling drugs, because they're doing terrible things in their own country, and they're never encountered by law enforcement? We're all at risk in this, and the fentanyl is an example. People are dying all over this country. The life expectancy in the United States has gone down by 3 years. That is partly due to the fact that people are killing themselves with this poison.
That's right. You're exactly right. Life expectancy in America continues to increase. It has every year since I've been born. Unless you decide to ingest poison and stop your heart. It's a voluntary move. Please don't do that. I suppose some people get poisoned accidentally, but most people are doing it to themselves. Ronald Vitello here, former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, retired acting ICE director. I give you the last word here, Ronald. What do we need to do, and what do we need to do now?
Well, we need to stop voting for people who believe that we shouldn't have cash bail, that ICE should be abolished, that open borders is a sane policy in the United States. We need to elect leaders who will go to Congress and work for their constituency to protect the rule of law and enforce our borders and promote an immigration system that has integrity. This is a time for Americans to realize what they voted for. Nobody voted for 2.5 million encounters, the worst ever border surge in the history of this country. And people need to realize that when they go to vote this November.
Yeah, they sure do. Ronald, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your input. I don't think it's going to get any better quick, but it has to get better at some point, or we're not a country anymore. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
It's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs at 165% of those vitamin pills. It tastes great, too. Check out all of our American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you and save 20%. By using the promo code Gruber, 20%. Use that promo code Gruber, and away you go, right? All right. Still to come, sports with our good friend Brock. That'll happen in the next hour. Heck, I don't know. We'll talk to Steve Doolin. We've got other great stuff coming up, so don't go anywhere. Oh, Gregory Wrightstone will be here to talk about Ian and other big issues on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.